Telkom released its interim numbers today, reporting a near 36% plunge in interim profit due to steep rises in finance costs, mainly related to spend on the group's mobile business. The unit, however, grew revenues by almost 57%, while the traditional fixed-line business continues seeing declines. The company's CEO, Sipho Maseko, joins us on the line now for a closer look at the numbers and what it suggests about the mobile player's place, potential and risk within the growth strategy moving forward. Thanks so much, Sipho, for your time today. So spend on mobile skyrocketing over the period, CapEx well above guidance. Is this a sheer case of spending your way to muscle, or are we seeing actual demand driving things?
Well, it's demand, Aisha, and thanks for having me on your show once again. It is demand. Our growth in mobile revenue growth on last year is about 56-57%. So very, very strong growth. So where did the spend go into? Largely CapEx, number one. The demand for data is unabated. We are also building a data network. So largely focused on LTE and LTE Advanced, which is short for 4.5G. We have a lot more of our sites that are using fiber for backhaul. So that enables us to carry a lot more traffic. But fiber is one wonderful thing. Once you've deployed it, you deploy it once. And then it's scalable. The incremental cost that you therefore need to expend to grow capacity is very, very marginal. So largely underpinned by mobile, but also in terms of the finance charges, there's been a bit of a currency issues where the hedge position was that the currency will weaken further and actually strengthened over the period compared to the period before that, where the currency had really, really weakened. So part of what you're seeing is the swing from a gain in the period last year to kind of where it's at, and a bit around interest swaps as well.
Yeah.
But we are not uncomfortable with the growth that we are seeing and the investment that we are putting behind that growth to make sure that we are able to maintain it.
Sipho, as you say, mobile revenue growth coming in at 56.6%, and that's certainly nothing to scoff at. But how does that translate in terms of a market share you're managing to capture?
So at the moment, I mean, we are probably at about 12%, 13% market share. And in a market that is in transition, market share as well begins to be almost very tricky, because we no longer look at voice market share, we look at data. We look at whether, are we growing our data market share? Are we having a much better customer experience? Do people stay a lot longer? And we are seeing very, very good growth in market share, both in terms of usage, but also in terms of customer numbers. If you look at our customer numbers, they've grown by about 70-75%. So that's very, very good growth. And as now we are roaming on a national basis with one service provider, that has in itself has led us to new pockets of growth that we never had before, where we are seeing high roaming costs. We then want to replace that OPEX by putting CAPEX down, thus bringing our OPEX down. And that is why when you look at our OPEX year on year, actually, we are not just eating inflation. We are doing far better than inflation, because we are quite aggressively managing our OPEX and investing in those areas that will give us growth, and managing those two lines in a very, very careful way.
So does something like your revenue ratio sitting at 19.7% for now, which is allowing you to compete, not necessarily trigger any nervousness from you moving forward you start to naturally see scalability come into play?
No, not at all. I mean, our guidance has always been 16 to 20% CapEx to revenue ratio over the guidance period. We are in the middle of our guidance period, which is 3 years. So now we are in a year and a half away. And we think that we'll remain within guidance over the period, which actually is going to be an intensity of probably around the midpoint of the guidance over the guidance period, which is 3 years. Yes. So nothing alarming about it. We just saw latent growth that was coming through. We prioritized the CapEx. We actually spent additional CapEx in areas that Previously, we didn't think we would have customers. Mm-hmm. And then the direct costs that are associated with that. I mean, I'll give you an example. So between Hyde Park and Rosebank and Sandton, we probably have four stores. And in Deep Sluot, we didn't have a store. But yet one of the biggest areas of growth that we have seen by revenue has been from our towers in Deep Sluot. So what do you then do? Instead of roaming there, you go deploy your own network so that you can bring your roaming costs down. And you then invest in the distribution capability so that you are able to service your customers in that market.
Okay, Sipho, for now, all of that offsetting big declines in your fixed broadband subscriber base, you know, your fiber to home, ADSL, VDSL as well. You've seen a 19.8% decline come through on that front. What's been the challenge in migrating them to your own fiber network?
Well, actually, the decline is largely driven by copper. If you look at our connectivity ratio, we have connected now at least 42% of the homes that we have passed with fiber. But we have multiple technologies. So we use fiber as a technology access, but we also use LTE. If you look at our total home broadband subscribers, we have about 2 million of those. It is the highest number Telkom has ever had. Before. However, we're using different technologies. So we're using LTE, which is the routers that people carry. You get download speeds of up to 20 megabits per second. We're using fiber and we're using VDSL. Copper, which is DSL, is a technology that is on its last legs. So we are migrating, therefore, customers either to FTTH or LTE. And we've been able to grow that phenomenally over the period as we are looking to retire our copper network over the next couple of years.
So where some of the focus on today's numbers have been on the losses that you've seen in your internet service provider business, Sipho, then, you know, at what point do you see that becoming pretty insignificant?
Well, it is insignificant already. I mean, the way people consume the internet now is no longer through an ISP. Once they get Wi-Fi connectivity, they don't need an ISP. The ISP came back as a relic of the past when people did not have email and they didn't have all of the things that essentially would have been the gateway to break out into the internet. But now you're able to break out into the internet either using fiber or LTE or even on your smartphone. You don't need an ISP to get into the internet today. So that business will decline. However, the offset has been that we've been able to add a lot more LTE customers. We've been able to improve our capital productivity by connecting more fiber customers as well. And not just fiber to the home, actually, Alicia. It's also fiber to the business and fiber to the base station. Those dimensions, all these businesses, the big retailers, the big banks, their demand for fiber is massive. So that they can be able to do the business that they have to do on a daily basis.
Sipho, where we've been talking about growth of this business, it's been facilitating a shrinkage of sorts in your operations as well, and it's come in the form of job cuts. How many more jobs potentially sit on the chopping block?
Yeah, I mean, the economy is challenging, as you may well know, low GDP growth. But not only is the economy challenging, the technology is changing as well. With the introduction of cloud, with the introduction of robotics and artificial intelligence, we're finding ways and means in which we can do a lot more using the technology, and we can find a way in which we can redeploy some of our people into other areas of the business, and those that we are not able to find a way in which we can be able to voluntarily part ways with, but also still invest in them, so give them the right skills so that they can be able to find new opportunities. And all of these things happen in a very, very sensible way. So as the market actually needs for lower and lower price data, we have to look at our own costs so that we are able to provide low data prices into the market, but yet still remain profitable.
Let's leave it there. Sipho, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. Sipho Maseko is CEO of Telkom.